Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he pulls one on the ground. A chance for two. To second one. Back to first. And the Mets agonizing 3.5-month slow motion collapse is complete. It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. Everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months, and the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
Ah, take it all in.
Oh.
Take it all in and enjoy that. The New York Mets, on June 12th, had a 5.5-game lead on the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets were 45-24 on June 12th, which means the rest of the way, let me do the math on this, the Phillies were like, what, 18 games better than the New York Mets the rest of the way? The Mets couldn't win 40 more games from June 12th on. One of the funniest collapses I could ever remember.
They just paid all that money for Buddy, too?
They paid all the money for a lot of people. And it was money. Well, he hit well. I mean, Soto's good.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team stunk around him. And the best part is that it happened in an expanded playoff. He said it. It was Gary Cohen, SNY. Like, this isn't like the old days where only two teams or four teams when they had to put the wild card first and make the playoffs. Six teams make the playoffs.
And you couldn't even be one of them.
Like, they couldn't even get to 84 wins in a year the Reds made the playoffs. It's amazing.
It's so Mets with, like, how pompous their attitude was to that they could go into the season with that pitching staff and think they were going to get away with it.
Yep.
Because that's what David Stearns does.
And the first, 79 games, they were. And then they completely fell apart.
Yep. I mean, and the way that it ended for them yesterday, too, like, all they needed to do was win against a team that was eliminated because the Reds lost.
Yep.
So all the Mets needed to do
was win the game.
Was win a game.
And they couldn't beat the Miami Marlins.
They couldn't put up a run.
Yeah, and then listen to this, Sour Grapes. This is the SNY broadcast. I guess they're annoyed because the Marlins are celebrating, taking pictures after the game on the field.
Isn't that what people do?
Well, listen, I mean, I guess this when you're upset and you're going to lash out, you're lashing out. Here it is.
I'm watching the Marlins. They just took a team picture in front of their dugout like they're going to the postseason.
Oh, this was their World Series.
Oh,
yep, they took two out of three, knocked the Mets out of the postseason. We saw the Reds celebrating in Milwaukee.
Poor guys.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a worse group of guys.
So they're mad because the team celebrated by knocking them out of the playoffs.
Instead of them being mad at their team for blowing it down the stretch of a season.
That's where you call displaced anger.
Mm. Okay, I mean, good for the Marlins. It felt like they set out to accomplish exactly that.
And they did.
Even when they knew they were, like, I don't know, they needed to, I think, to win out and for some crazy things to happen. But
I think if you go back to when the Phillies caught the Mets in 07, the same thing happened. The Marlins were the team at the end of the year that beat the Mets. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition. I love it.
And like they set up their pitching rotation so that they would get all their best pitchers to go against the Mets. Like that's an at least pettiness. Yeah. I love
it. I respect that.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
It is awesome.
And the Mets deserve every bit of it.
They do. And especially their fans. I mean, their fans deserve the most of it. Can we go back to this this moment in time? So Steve Cohen, their owner, right? He's the one that spends the money on all these players.
Mm-hmm.
He's owned the team for 5 years now. And he had a pretty big proclamation when he bought the team 5 years ago. So the timeline is complete. 5 years ago, Steve Cohen said this.
When setting goals, how many seasons will you be pleased with them? Like when the Mets win the World Series, like is it going to be 1 year, two, three? Like, what is your standard for that?
Well, you know, only one team wins the World Series every year, right? So that's a pretty high bar. But if I don't win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years, you know, I'd like to make it sooner. Then you know, obviously, you know, I would consider that slightly disappointing.
Well, slightly. Yeah, that's more than disappointing.
Just say slightly.
Yeah, because they haven't even gotten to one of the five. That's pretty pompous to come in as a new owner and say, well, if I don't win one in 3 to 5 years, I'm disappointed.
Well, you try to set a mark, you know, and you don't reach it, then you adjust.
Yeah, well, they didn't even reach a World Series in the 5 years. Mm. That one fell flat. I am so happy the Mets are not in the postseason. I mean, it would have been fun to beat them in the NLDS, but
especially since we exercised our demons too.
But it is fun to watch them collapse. Goodbye to the New York Mets season. It ended in infamy down in Miami. What a joke of a team. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mark in Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Now?
I'm good, man. Let me tell you something about A.J. Brown, all right? I'm done. I'm telling you right now. You know what the problem is? He's embarrassed. And he's not embarrassed that he's not involved. He's embarrassed. He's not getting open.
Mm.
These guys are locking him down. Every time Jalen throws him that slant and another thing, he needs to come up with some new routes. It looks like the defender is wearing his uniform.
Mm.
He's covered. He's not getting separation. It's not happening. And the first half was beautiful. It was a masterclass. A.J. Agata got the ball. He has great rapport. Barkley caught some screens. Devontae made a nice catch. Calicatera. But guess who didn't? AJ. So he goes and starts complaining at halftime. Boy, you might have threatened Jalen. Who knows? And next half, he says, we almost lost the game. Forcing it to him. I'm telling you right now, I'm not there yet, but I'm close.
And I don't think you're the only one, Mark. Mark, you're not the only one feeling this. The close to wanting him out of here. I could feel it with a lot of the fan base, because what you said there in your call, Mark, you're right. They were up and the offense looked good when it was just being distributed to whoever was open. And then they started forcing him the ball. Mark, Jalen almost threw two interceptions in the second half, forcing AJ the ball.
The guy was covered.
Yep.
He was so ridiculously covered. And then his body language. It's like he's trying to say, oh, they're not getting me involved. And they're not. Dude, you're not open. Like, I I'm not there yet, but I'm close to a one-for-one. Straight-up trade, no money, no draft picks.
Mm.
Stingley for AJ or Patrick Surtain for AJ. I'm not there, but I'm close.
We've done that before.
Well, Mark, you know what? I mean, a good phone call. Surtain is coming here on Sunday. Just swap him.
Might as well let him stay.
Surtain stays, AJ goes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, last time that conversation came up, it caused a hole.
He called in?
He called in, yeah. I mean, you know what? Some takes age well. That Jack take age is age well. Would you make the trade right now?
No. I'm trying to fix it. I think we're going to need him down the stretch. Yeah.
Pie in the sky, Douglas.
Yeah, I'm trying to fix it. Let's work it out.
You know who wouldn't make the trade?
Who?
The Broncos.
They would or wouldn't?
Would not. Oh, Surtain just won Defensive Player of the Year, yeah. And A.J. Brown, we're saying he's struggling to get open. That trade was to be made 2 years ago. I don't even think the Broncos would do it right now. Let's go to Tony in Fox Chase. Hey, Tony.
Hey, happy Monday.
Hey, Tony.
A.J. Brown, you know what's interesting? I love the fact that we are 4-0, and we're complaining about a receiver who's complaining about not getting the ball enough.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're doing.
Hey, gotta love sports.
Gotta love it. I think we're all right. I think we'll be fine. I mean, it's early. It's early in the season, you know? And as far as the Phillies are concerned, man, I'm really worried about our bullpen. I'm really worried about our bullpen.
So, Tony, I am too. Of all the aspects of the team heading into the playoffs, the bullpen is the one I'm going to hold my breath with the most. I feel like the starting pitching, even without Wheeler, we have a lot. I mean, Sanchez is excellent, and Lizardo has been very good lately, and I trust Ranger to kind of gut through things. I think we'll be okay. And how about Aaron Nola on Friday? He pitched very well in his final start. So I think,
oh, my God.
Yeah, he was great. It was awesome.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was his best one in a long time. So, we have that.
Need to see that.
The lineup is deep as it's been in a long time, and with Bader there, and I think we'll be fine. Tony, I'm with you. The bullpen is where I'm going to be holding my breath Saturday night when they're playing the Dodgers or the Reds, especially if it's the Dodgers and it's a close game in the seventh inning or sixth inning. I'm holding my breath.
And not to start any controversy, but
not here.
Bader, great addition, but Sosa has had a hot bat lately. Is Turner still injured to us?
He came back yesterday. He played a few innings. They got him out. He wanted to get some at-bats. By the way, he did win the batting title, which congratulations to Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I think he hit 304. It's changed over the years. I mean, the 304 did not used to win the batting title, but he's the top hitter
did
in the league.
Arise win it last year?
I think so.
And what was his average?
Probably in the 315, 320 range. I think I saw it's the lowest in a long time.
I was going with
At least in the NL. I think Judge won it in the AL with like 320. But whatever. Trey's back. Trey's going to play shortstop. I mean, where Sosa's going to play is when they play a lefty. He's going to play for Stott. I know Stott's been good in the second half of the year, but I think they're going to keep that up. Sosa's going to play against lefties.
They put him right back at leadoff.
Yep, which of course they are.
Now Jolly thinks Bader should stay leadoff.
I would hit Trey leadoff. Trey's done a good enough job this year. And I like Bader in the middle of the order.
Not a hot take, but Bader.
A hot take.
Is Jolly Shock Jock?
Well,
is that what we're finding out? What's going on around here? Let's go to Judah, who's up on WIP. Hey, Judah.
Hey.
Hey, Judah. What's up?
I want to talk about the Eagles. There's a few things that I have to say about them.
Okay.
I heard AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts weren't getting along well earlier in the season. I don't know, is that a thing? You guys might know better, but he did not get the ball in like the first two games. And I was watching a game, and my friend and I were watching the games, and we're like, you know, give AJ the ball. And number two, yesterday, I think their whole thing was, I think it was racking up the points in the first half because otherwise it was going to be too hot to try to come back in the second half. And then they just let the defense do their job in the second half. That's my personal feeling, for that. Number three, Jalen needs to start learning how to throw long. He needs to you know, how many times did they get pushed back yesterday? You know, Saquon can only do so much. And, you know, and here's the thing about A.J. Brown. He's in his prime, and he can, when he gets the ball, he goes to town. As this season goes on, there's going to be injuries. And they're going to need to use other players. Mm-hmm. They need to rotate, you know, and they have to get over whatever it is with, you know, AJ is a great player. They need to give him the ball and make him happy for once.
Make him happy.
You know? Make him happy. I mean, he, like everybody else is, I'm sure Saquon is happy. He's getting the ball all the time, right? And so those are my thoughts. And two other things. I just wanted to give a shout out to Campbell with the interception. Mm-hmm. He's from Camden County. And so he's a local boy, and he got that interception. So we're all happy about that here in Cherry Hill, Camden County. And well, now I'm in Brigantine. So, and speaking of Brigantine, next week we're going to have the game on the beach. Maybe you guys might want to come down and broadcast.
Hugh, you want to play on it? Maybe he wants to play.
No.
When's the game? When's the game, Judah?
The Broncos.
The Broncos game? No, we got work.
Oh. No, but maybe you want to play in Judah's game.
No.
Okay, he will think about it. Judah, good phone call. We appreciate it.
Wait a minute. What is that thing about? I said no.
Yeah, but that was too quick. You didn't put much thought into it. I agree with Judah, by the way.
What?
Campbell. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Playmaker.
He's pretty awesome.
He is a playmaker, and it is amazing. It looks like Howie Roseman did it again. Last year, it was Quinyon, and it was Cooper the first two picks. This year, it's Campbell and Makuba. I mean,
he's got some good young players.
Yeah, I mean, this is more than just good young players.
Yeah,
I mean,
they got some what you call them, cornerstone players.
Yes, this is franchise-changing defensive talent early in the draft. This defense, by the way, is carrying this thing right now.
They're playing well. Mm. They're playing extremely well.
2 years in a row, the defense is the stronger unit.
Yeah, that's crazy, ain't it?
No, not really.
That ain't the side of the ball they decided to pay, but, you know, well, I digress.
Well, what happens in a year when this thing starts to flip?
Oh, yeah, well, you'll see what happens.
You're the one telling us that $33 million receiver is about to be out of here.
No, I'm just saying.
By the end of the week, you said.
I'm recklessly speculating. He asked to be traded today. he did. Well, okay. Let me walk that back. Somebody's going
to
hear that.
He has to be traded today?
No. I'm recklessly speculating.
Don't put that out there as though it's a known fact.
No, I'm saying he probably did.
I put it on even odds. Mike Florio writes, is AJ Brown about to request a trade with the link to the audio of Hugh saying it? Even odds.
No. I'm saying that's reckless speculation.
Yeah.
Mike Florio want to put himself out there like that?
You're getting a phone call in about, let's see, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that phone's going to go off. Yep. Yeah. Hugh, what are you doing? Give us back the Hall of Fame jacket.
What's wrong with you?
You are cooked, man. All right. Can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You all suck.
Mm-hmm. That's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Just reacting to a win.
Yeah, we're talking about a game.
That's right. Yep.
It's a game.
None of you three have done anything for this city. Zero combined Super Bowls.
Wow.
Zero.
I mean, that's mostly on Hugh, though, right? I mean, Hugh is the only one who had a chance.
Yeah, that's in my fault. I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
That one's on you.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to.
Joe and I take no responsibility for this.
You need to carry the show when it comes to providing Super Bowls for the city.
Yeah, the championship pedigree is supposed to start and end with you.
I fell grossly short.
Yeah, your fault.
It's all right. Yep. Here we go. Hey, guys, Hurts was Super Bowl MVP. It's not his fault.
That's always what it comes back to. Yes.
That's not a little bit like copium, though.
Sounds like living their truth.
Okay, that's fine. We're cool with that.
Super Bowl syndrome.
Yes.
By the way.
That is.
That's creeping back into this season.
And that person did not take the pledge.
No.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be referencing that. So,
yep.
Yeah, we know that.
Kyle should not be allowed to speak.
Why is that? What did you do, Kyle?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe they like the show better Friday.
When you were out ill?
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. You had a rough one on Friday. Gun. Yeah. We didn't think you were going to make it.
I wasn't positive myself. I was not positive myself. Happy to be here, though. Kyle looks like Mario took Ozempic.
Oh, he's skinny.
Mario's not even fat, dude.
No.
Mario doesn't need Ozempic.
Yeah, no, Mario, he doesn't need Ozempic. No. It wouldn't look right.
That wasn't bad, though.
No, I kind of like it.
Not bad. Not bad people. Yep. Joe looks like he powdered his bald head today. Is that true?
I did not. I think
we turned the lights down a little bit.
Oh, so yeah, it was the glare that they were noting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You weren't like a little light bulb.
Yeah, we turned the lights down a little bit.
I mentioned this on Friday that I'm probably always kind of shiny, but the lights here don't do me any justice. No. They make it worse than it. Yeah. I think it is if I'm just walking around normal.
There was one day that you had the white sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
And you looked like a ghost or something. Like you were projected onto the screen.
White on as like white as I am might not be the best combination.
He looked like he was giving takes from the upper room that day.
In the upper room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even winter yet when I'm actually pale. This is summer me.
Joe wants to tear this team apart again. Leave AJ Brown alone.
So maybe that's because he tweeted that.
Joe fault.
So I'm watching the game.
Nothing to see here, Joe.
And then it's my fault he tweeted that. Okay, yes. So maybe next time we just won't talk about it, right? Yes,
yep. Don't let anybody forget that Hugh picked the Saints over the Bills.
I mean, yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And guess what I'm going to pick again this week? Whoever playing the Bills, I'm going to pick that team.
Wait, hold on. What? So this is fading the Bills? That's the craziest part of it all.
Yeah, because I'm here now.
You know, they're probably going to go like 15-2. This is not a winning strategy. They play New England.
Oh, they got...
Huge strategy. Is fade one of the best teams at the NFL.
Joe. Oh.
They are the odds-on favorite to be the number one seed. They're going to have the best record in the AFC. What are you doing?
All right, I'm going to walk this back this week. I'm going to leave it alone this week. I'm going to leave.
You'll pick another insane.
I'm going to leave the Bills alone this week.
Okay.
That's good.
Maybe in a couple more weeks because they got a pretty favorable schedule.
I know. I bet them to
be
the one seed.
They played the Saints last week, and you bet against them.
They have a ridiculously easy schedule. Hugh, how many games? Look at that schedule. Where are the losses? Maybe Kansas City?
That's what I'm looking at.
And then the Eagles in late December.
Maybe Pittsburgh.
Maybe.
Pittsburgh look like they got the Bucs.
They're going to beat the Bucs. Come on.
Yeah, Hugh, give it up.
It's off. They're going to win like 15 games.
Drop the act. Yep.
Until they see us. Yep.
Undefeated Eagles, undefeated Bills, late December.
You know I'm fading the morning coming.
That might be the biggest game in NFL history.
Hurts is what? 1-0 against Josh Allen?
All he does is win.
That's all he does.
All he does is win.
Looks like AJ Brown went to the Hugh Douglas School of Messy Twitter drama.
I have not. I resent that. I have not been in any messy Twitter drama in a while.
Weeks?
It's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple months.
Wow.
I haven't really been tweeting like that.
You got to have that chart or the 0 days.
The zero days since the last conflict. Yep. Or
it's incident. Like when you go into like the deli. The 0 days since an accident happened here. Yeah, huge Twitter accidents.
I haven't had any drama on Twitter in a while.
Yep. That does it. Douglas is no longer a Philly legend.
Wow.
What did I do?
It took away your legend status.
Nah, but what did I do?
All 80 sacks gone.
You mean for recklessly speculating about what he said?
Well, you suggested he might ask for a trade today.
He might. He said, like, listen.
I'm out.
Jeff McClain said I'm out at the end of the day. He recklessly speculated. Nobody could have taken him.
Legend status is harsh, man.
Didn't nobody jumping on Jeff?
Well, he's trying to win Eagles Insider of the Year. Yeah. That's different.
Me too.
He was throwing some serious darts.
Is that what this has been the last week? Are you trying to win Eagles Insider of the Year?
Hey, you know what? I saw Elliot's little I saw his prize. I won one.
You're throwing Hail Marys, man.
Throwing one. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, that Buffalo one gonna hit one of these weekends. Yep. Probably not this weekend though. So I'm gonna lay out on that one.
Back off that one.
Back off this weekend.
Dozer Douglas refuses to address that the NFL has become a soft league.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Dozer.
Well, I'll tell you what is soft.
Enough, said I was sleeping.
Can we be done with the taunting calls? Enough.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
It is rough. But also, one quick thing. The fact that they put Dean Blandino in the middle of Brady and Burkhardt yesterday to once again complain about the tush push.
He's a lot.
You know what Dean Blandino's done with the tush push? I'm done with Dean Blandino.
He's a little man.
I'm done with him.
Hugh Blandino.
I shouldn't do Dean like that, but he's a little person.
That's your guy.
He's a little person.
Unfortunate, because Hugh does seem like a nice guy. I don't know what that was about.
Well, someone must have been cooking Hugh, and they're like, you're right, it's unfortunate.
Unfortunate, though, because I'm sure he's a good guy.
But he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
All right. This one's pretty tough, man. The real elephant in the room has been sitting next to Gilio this entire time.
You know what? The fat jokes don't hit because the person that's probably
you're right.
Probably
yeah,
like, they don't hit.
Do you think that's because you're wearing gray today?
What, that they feel like the element? No, they're
probably just elephant color.
They're probably making fluffy jokes, which is crazy, like glass houses type thing. You know?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yep. Last one. The people want you to give up your fight, Hugh. You know how sometimes, like we talked about last week, the Bucks just might have had the Eagles' number.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, Hugh, you got to just wave the white flag. You lost your battle to the word ambiguity today.
Ambiguity. No, ambiguity. And show me what ambiguity
I did
is.
Lose that battle.
Ambiguous, because it's like when you try to say it fast. You say I say it wrong. Ambiguous. I can say it, but it's like it beats me up.
That word has your number.
Ambiguous.
Give up the fight.
You know what? And one day you might get like the Eagles finally got the Bucks. It just took a few years, right?
Ambiguity.
They're just trying to help you out.
Ambiguity.
Wow. One day you'll exercise those demons. All right. That is it for us today. Afternoon show's coming up next. Hugh, here's a big question.
What you got?
Is your former team, the New York Jets, going to get their first win of the season tonight on Monday Night Football?
Yes!
Yeah?
I don't feel it, but I'm going to say yes. Because Aaron's my guy. Coach Glenn is my guy. Yes, they get it. They get it.
I actually think they might win.
The defense kind of banged up.
Yeah, the Dolphins think, though. All right, we got two Monday Night games tonight. Everyone enjoy it. Baseball playoffs start tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about. Afternoon show is coming your way live from Chickies at Pete's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.